What would you call a male hog that has been emasculated?
And I don't know what you call him, really.
Have you ever heard Barra?
Yeah, I've heard the name. Barra. Mm-hmm. I've heard the name, but I didn't understand what he was on about. I didn't know why.
What do hogs have on their backs? The stiff hairs, they're called.
I wonder what it's called. Hair.
In your toothbrush, what do you call the things in your toothbrush?
Bristle.
The big teeth that a hog or an elephant has are called?
Tooth.
You call it an elephant's name?
Tusks.
Do you know any names for a hog that has grown up wild?
They call them wild boars. That's all I've ever heard.
Do you know the noise made by a calf?
Razorback.
Yeah. That's the only name around here, I think.
Hey, that's for Arkansas, eh? Yeah, they're tough, right?
Do you know the noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned?
No.
Do you know, what noises do you know that a cow or a calf makes?
When it's separated from its mother and it needs attention and it's in strange surroundings. And that's when she gives out this yell, meow. And she cries out then, or it cries out.
What is the gentle noise that a horse makes? It begins to...
Okay. Winces. What do you call it, snow? Oh, my God.
That's just good.
Yeah. That's his notification of intensity. In other words, there's something that needs looking after when the wincing of a horse. He always lets you know. Either there's the presence of another horse, there's a strange, or there's some danger. You understand that this is always a warning. Yeah, the wincing of a horse.
If you've got some horses and mules and cows and things like that, and they are getting hungry, you have to go out and...
feed them.
What do you call them? What would be a general name for that? Feed the...
the cattle stock.
If you have to feed the hens and turkeys and geese, you would be feeding the...
the poultry.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
setting hen.
The place where hens live.
Hen house.
Or a chicken...
chicken house.
Or...
bin. We don't call them stables, you know. Alfredi said the hen house, that's what they called it at the funeral farm. The hen house, the chicken house.
On a,
they don't call them coops or anything like that.
No. Yeah. When you're eating chicken and you get this piece that especially little children like, has a bone in it, can be pulled apart, what do you call that?
Breastbone. Wishbone, I call it.
Do you remember what it is when you pull it apart? What? Which piece means what?
Yeah, the shorter end means this, the person who makes a wish is fortunate to get that.
The shorter end?
The shorter end, right.
We must have never gotten our wishes. We always thought it was a longer end.